This is a sacred poem. Blood has been shed to consecrate it. Wash your hands, remove your shoes, bow your head. I have a dream. That was a magical time. Hi-ho, silver away. Oh, Cisco, oh, Pancho. Here I come to save the day. I want the world to see what they did to my boy. No, 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 I'm not gonna move. If we are wrong, then the Constitution of the United States is wrong. Montgomery, Birmingham, Selma, four little girls, constant threats, constant harassment, constant fear. SCLC, Ralph and Martin, Father Knows Best, Leave It to Beaver, Ed Sullivan. How long? Not long. But what, Mr. Thoreau said to Mr. Emerson, are you doing out? This is a letter from Birmingham City Jail. This is a eulogy for Albany. This is a water hose for Anniston. This is a thank you to Diane Nash. This is a flag for James Farmer. This is a how can I make it without you to Ella Baker. This is for the red clay of Georgia, yielded men of courage, black men of vision, black men of hopes, bent over cotton or sweet potatoes or pool tables and baseball diamonds, playing for a chance to live free and breathe easy and have enough money to take care of the folk they love. This is why we can't wait. That swirling Mississippi wind, the Alabama pine, that Tennessee dust defiling the clothes the women washed, those hot winds the lemonade couldn't cool, that let the women know we too must overcome. This is for Fannie Lou Hamer, Joanne Robinson, Septima Clark, Daisy Bates, all the women who said, baby, 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 I know you didn't mean to lose your job. I know you didn't mean to gamble the rent money. I know you didn't mean to hit me. I know the Lord is going to make a way. I know I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. How much pressure does earth exert on carbon to make a diamond? How long does the soil push against the flesh, molding, molding, molding the moan that becomes a cry that bursts forth crystalline, unbreakable, priceless, incomparable Martin? I made my vow to the Lord that I never would turn back. How much pressure do the sins of the world press against the heart of a man who becomes the voice of his people? He should have had a tattoo, you know, Freedom Now or something like that. Should have braided his hair, carried his pool cue in a mahogany case, wafted that wonderful laugh over a plate of skillet fried chicken, drop biscuits, dandelion greens on the side. This is a sacred poem. Open your arms, turn your palms up, feel the greatness, and be redeemed.